Intensive trading and cultural interchanges did not prevent the Rus from gradually eating their way into the Khazar Empire by appropriating their Slavonic subjects and vassals. According to the Primary Russian Chronicle, by 859, that is, some 25 years after Sarkel was built, the tribute from the Slavonic peoples was divided between the Khazars and the Varangians from beyond the Baltic Sea. The Varangians levied tribute on Chudes, Kirvichians, etc., that is, the more northerly Slavonic people, while the Khazars continued to levy tribute on the Vatichi, the Sevian, and most important of all, the Polyani in the central region of Kiev. But not for long. 3 years later, if we can trust the dating in the Russian chronicle, the key town of Kiev on the Dnieper, previously under Khazar suzerainty, passed into Rus hands. This was to prove a decisive event in Russian history, though it apparently happened without an armed struggle. According to the chronicle, Novgorod was at the time ruled by the semi-legendary Prince Rurik, or Hroker, who held under his sway all the Viking settlements, the northern Slavonic, and some Finnish people. Two of Rurik's men, Oskold and Dir, on traveling down the Dnieper, saw a fortified place on a mountain, the site of which they liked, and were told that this was the town of Kiev, and that it paid tribute to the Khazars. The two settled in the town with their families, gathered many Northmen to them, and ruled over the neighboring Slavs, even as Rurik ruled at Novgorod. Some 20 years later, Rurik's son Oleg, or Helgi, came down and put Oskold and Dir to death, and annexed Kiev to his sway. Kiev soon outshone Novgorod in importance. It became the capital of the Varangians and the mother of Russian towns, while the principality which took its name became the cradle of the first Russian state. Joseph's letter, written about a century after the Rus occupation of Kiev, no longer mentions it in his list of Khazar possessions. But influential Khazar Jewish communities survived both in the town and province of Kiev, and after the final destruction of their country, they were reinforced by large numbers of Khazar emigrants. The Russian chronicle keeps referring to heroes coming from Zemlya Zidovskaya, the country of the Jews, and the gate of the Khazars in Kiev kept the memory of its erstwhile rulers alive till modern times.